the rest of the story. Everybody in Latrobe, Pennsylvania knew the huge red brick house on Weldon Street. The big shot president of the local brick company lived there. He was not only one of the largest employers in the area, he was among the wealthiest men in town. What most folks did not know about the mansion on Weldon was that it was also a jail. It was a prison with one prisoner, an overweight, lonely little boy named Fred. Now, I'm certain there was nothing really wrong with Fred health-wise, although his mother routinely described him as sickly. Whether entirely accurate, however, it was at least a convenient way to explain why the little fellow did not get out much. In her defense, it should be recalled that Fred's mother was an extremely generous and kindly person, but she was also a doting parent, incessantly fearful for her son's well-being. The boy was never, ever permitted to play outside by himself. In fact, there was one entire summer when little Fred was not allowed out at all. For indeed, in a curious attempt to mitigate her child's hay fever, Fred's mother kept him inside his own air-conditioned room, day and night, week after week, month after month, and thus, and for no crime that anyone can remember, thus did the prisoner of Weldon Street serve out his sentence in solitary confinement, amused to the extent that one so isolated could be by his toy puppets and his love of music. But somebody on the outside who understood what was going on inside grew determined to spring the prisoner, to offer him a smattering of childhood while little Fred was still a child. And the sympathetic observer was Fred's own maternal grandfather, the man after whom he was named, Fred McFeely. Grandpa Fred could not be around all the time, unfortunately, but when he was, his small grandson came alive. At Grandpa's insistence, little Fred would accompany him on various outings. Grandpa let the boy run and jump on his own, even let him climb the big stone wall on the property all by himself. The world was an exciting place when Grandpa was there to share it. Even the Sears catalog became a wondrous playground for the imagination when exploring it with Grandpa Fred. But I'll tell you, when the prisoner at Weldon Street was truly liberated, it was one afternoon when such a visit with Grandpa was drawing to a close, and the old man spontaneously turned to the little boy and he said, "You know, you made this day a really special day just by being yourself." He said, "There's only one person in the world like you, and I happen to like you just the way you are." Do those words sound familiar to you? Little Fred never forgot them, nor the flood of warmth that filled him as they were spoken. "I like you just the way you are." And one day, after little Fred had become big Fred, he grew determined to share that amazing healing feeling with a whole universe of youngsters. And he does just that even still. So, now as you're flipping television channels and you happen across a kindly, comforting, gentle man in a sweater and sneakers, a man named Fred Rogers, you'll recognize what you see as the legacy of an old friend for whom Mr. Rogers got his first name and his first real sharing, caring love. Of course, you're now well acquainted with that magical place where every day the minds and hearts of millions of children run free. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Only now you know the rest of the story.